Psychological risk factors either originate or develop in the mind, and thus they can potentially be controlled to an extent. There are four psychological risk factors that contribute to the development and progression of a mental condition listed in the study design, namely rumination, impaired memory and reasoning, stress, and poor self-efficacy. Given I've already done a podcast on self-efficacy, I won't go into detail about that. You can refer to that podcast, but be mindful that it is a predisposing psychological risk factor to the development of a mental condition. Let's look at rumination, which refers to the tendency to repeatedly think about situations that are upsetting without acting to change them. The ruminator focuses on the causes and the consequences of their negative emotional state rather than the solution, which over time can perpetuate their mental condition, whether it be an anxiety disorder or depression. Impaired reasoning and memory. Impaired reasoning involves jumping to conclusions, which can trigger hasty judgments or decisions based on ambiguous information. So typically the individual has not considered the additional information that may have led to a more rational and accurate conclusion. Impaired memory typically relates to episodic, but it could also be short-term memory. The person may become trapped in the present, and thus they might find it difficult to associate themselves with past experiences, which again can perpetuate their mental condition. Stress. Chronic stress over time can perpetuate a mental disorder, as well as the reciprocal of this. So having a mental disorder can also create stress for the individual concerned. As a result of the stress response and the excessive activation of the fight, flight, freeze response, cortisol and adrenaline released into the bloodstream. If these stress hormones linger in the bloodstream as a result of the chronic stress, then it'll make the individual more vulnerable to developing a mental disorder such as depression, anxiety, etc.